Hey parents, this is Mr. Bowen. Because we are starting a new program this year for math, I wanted to give you a clue as to how we're adding numbers this year and doing proof drawings. So take a look at the example that I'm providing here and allow that to start your discussions with your kids during homework. The problem we'll be working with in this case is 348 plus 467. So you need to line up the numbers vertically like this, just as you would traditionally do it. To solve the problem, we start on the right doing 8 plus 7, which equals 15. Now, we used to call this carrying numbers over to the top above the 4, but now you can see that I've made a 1 below the 6. We call this the new groups below method, so that kids don't forget to add that extra 10 in there. So as I go through and do the actual addition, I come up with my final answer of 815. Now here comes the new part. For each one of these numbers, 348 and 467, I need to make what's called a place value drawing so I can prove that I know what I'm doing. As you can see in this next picture, I make a place value drawing with three hundreds, which a hundred is signified as by a box, and then I have four tens, which are sticks, and then I have eight ones. Now when I do my hundreds, tens and ones, I never make them in more than groups of five. So you can see in my ones, I do five and then three underneath to make eight. Now that 348's place value drawing is done, I do the same for 467 with 400 boxes, six sticks, which you can see I've broken into five and one, and then seven ones, signified by the circles, where I did five on the top and two just below. This is just the first step in proving a problem. Now that we've made the place value drawings, we need to show how we made new tens and new hundreds with what you would have called carrying, or what I would have when I was in school, and now that we call make new tens and new hundreds. So as you can see in this next picture, I've started with the ones and I've made a group of 10. So I've made a new 10 and I have five ones left over. With those five ones, I now write five ones below the problem to show that's what I have left over in the ones place. To continue, I take a look at the tens and I see, can I make a new hundred? Do I have 10 tens? So I do, I circle those 10 tens and it does show that I have zero left over, but you need to remember that I made a new 10 from the ones. So with that new 10, I have one 10 left over. And I write one 10 or one tens at the bottom. After looking at the tens to see if I could make a new hundred, I look at the hundreds place to see if I could make a new thousand. I have three hundreds plus four hundreds plus the new hundred I made out of my tens, and that gives me eight hundreds. So because I cannot make a new thousand, I take those eight hundreds and I write them below so that I have an expanded form at the bottom that says eight hundreds plus one tens plus five ones. This proves that my answer of 815 is true because my expanded form proof drawing shows the same exact thing. For each addition problem that your child does from now on and soon in subtraction, they will need to have not only the numerical answer by adding and making a new group, they will also need to make a place value drawing and write it in expanded form with the words like we did at the bottom of the page. I hope this tutorial has been very helpful for you. Please use this as a guide to discuss homework problems with your child. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at any time, or if you are from Mrs. Flory's, Mrs. McDonald's, or Miss Van Arkle's class, give them an email and they'd be more than willing to help you out.